This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday night rebutted a special counsel's report investigating his possession of classified documents that highlighted longstanding concerns about his age and memory. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden is angrily pushing back against a special counsel report that questions his memory, even as it concluded he willfully kept highly classified material but should not face criminal charges. The Justice Department report underlines longstanding concerns, calling the 81-year-old president a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
My memory is fine.
Strongly rejecting claims he forgot when investigators asked when his son Beau died of cancer in 2015.
How in the hell dare he raise that?
Yet even as he defended himself before reporters at the White House, the president made another gaffe.
The president of Mexico, Sisi.
Mistakenly referring to Egypt's president. The special counsel's report suggests the president would seem too feeble to prosecute, referring to his memory as hazy, fuzzy, faulty, and poor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korean media say leader Kim Jong-un has restated he has no desire for diplomacy with South Korea and that the North would annihilate its rival if provoked. The report Friday said Kim, on a visit to his defense ministry, said he moves to cut ties with South Korea allows his military to take a more aggressive posture. Regional tensions have increased with North Korea's weapons demonstrations and threats, and the United States, South Korea, and Japan strengthening their combined military exercises in response. For more news, join us at VOA News. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is beginning work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine and other U.S. allies. But doubts remain about the level of support from Republicans, who rejected a carefully negotiated compromise that also included border enforcement policies. We get more on the story from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has tried to recover $60 billion in funding for Ukraine, as well as roughly $35 billion more for Israel, other allies, and national security priorities. In remarks, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the Senate embarrassed itself by failing to approve the border security compromise.
This is a shameful week for the Senate. The American people are watching. They were hoping that Congress could overcome political divides for once and actually deliver. That didn't happen. The Senate failed them.
The legislation's pathway remains unsure because the Senate leaders have not agreed to a process to limit the debate time for the bill. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A jury in Washington has awarded climate scientist Michael Mann $1 million in a defamation lawsuit. AP Washington correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Michael Mann sued a pair of conservative writers 12 years ago after they compared his depictions of global warming to a convicted child molester. Mann, a professor of climate science at the University of Pennsylvania, rose to fame for a graph first published in 1998 in the journal Nature. It was dubbed the hockey stick for its dramatic illustration of a warming planet. The work brought Mann wide exposure, but also many skeptics, including the two writers, Mark Stein and Rand Simberg. Mann says their comments affected his career and reputation in the U.S. and internationally. I'm Norman Hall.
The United Nations chief is urging the international community to mobilize and do everything possible to stop the war in Sudan, saying what is happening is horrible. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said there is no military solution to the conflict between forces supporting rivals generals that began in mid-April of 2023. And he stressed that continued fighting will not bring any solution. So we must stop this as soon as possible. He told a UN press conference Thursday that it's time for the head of Sudan's military, General Abdel Fattah Burhan, and the commander of the paramilitary rapid support forces to start talking about ending the conflict. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.